The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Friday, July 24th. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. And once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for the day. I actually have guests for the day. We have a musician who's debuting his music. We're going to be playing some music here. We're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about culture. We're going to be talking about tourism. We can talk about interacting with guests today. That's our theme of the show. Before then, I would like to mention, of course, you know about the Great Summer Escape Giveaway. Guardian Media Group has a Great Summer Escape Giveaway. And you could win a trip for two, including hotel, car, luggage, and $1,000 cash. You hear me? You could win. And you can't win unless you actually play, right? So that means you have to find a Guardian, you write up the form, and drop it off, and you could win. Now, if you're from the family island and you're finding it difficult to get this newspaper, you could call, you know, you could say, Nuri, call the show. Nuri, I want to participate, man. I want to participate and I can help you out. I mean, I could purchase a newspaper. I mean, they give us free newspaper, you know. Yeah, that's what I have in my own open line. I just got a free newspaper right here. And I could quickly write your name in. I could do that. I mean, don't bombard me now. I'm saying, don't bombard me and say, oh, Nuri, get the foot. No. But I mean, if you text, you know, you see my information, put that in, I drop it off and say, see, yeah, you're in there. You know, I want people to win. I can't play. My family can't play. So at least I can live vicariously. See, my send me a picture of how foreign look. You know, I ain't get no passport, so I can't go foreign. But so you can send me a, I just get text, say, Nuri, stop that. I can't do that. Why you just text me? Do I just text me and say, no, I can't do it? So let me correct myself, right? Let me correct myself. Do I get if you're going to text me, you got to give me the right information and say, no, now, Nuri, read this. But apparently, you can't text me and I full out the information. I'm being corrected by the station manager right now. You know, you'd be listening to the show. And say, but he ain't something else. I thought he was going to send me a tidbit. Let me stick to the script. Let me go back to the script, right? And stick to the script. It's saying, just get a Nassau Guardian newspaper, fill out the entry form, drop it in the entry box at the Nassau Guardian in Oaksville, and tune in to the Guardian Radio and follow the Nassau Guardian on all social media platforms for your chances to win. The Guardian Media Group, Great Summer Escape Giveaway, and of course the deadline is August 12th, and the drawing is on August 14th. So Dwight, you mean I can't follow the form for nobody? Well, they have to buy the newspaper then. Apparently, you got to buy the newspaper and fill it out. I can't do it for free. You got to buy the newspaper. But I could do a game show, right? Dwight, stop texting me. Anyway, I'm sure he's going to text me for more information so I can make sure put out the correct information out in regard to that. But in the meantime, go buy a newspaper and fill out that form, and we'll correct that and make sure you have the chance and opportunity to win the Great Summer Escape Giveaway. Today, I have Alan Russell, who is a tourism man. He's running a bit late. He says he's going to be here in any minute now. He's a tourism man, and he has a new album called She Can't Satisfy. She Can't Satisfy. And we're familiar with Alan. You will see him on his social media platform dancing with guests regularly. Right? He's had thousands of views where he sings live at his hotel and have the guests dance and engage with him. So now he's been known as an ambassador. And for that, we need to recognize him and celebrate him for that. And this album he has, it's one of the songs. It's called She Can't Satisfy. Tie-toe. Okay. And it's like four songs on this new one. But Kermit, The songs that I sent you, are you able to play any of those as we wait on him? I know I sent you some stuff, but you know we got to make sure it's converted properly and we able to play the music. But you were able to play the music. Start that and until we wait for Alan to come by. What's this one there? I have so much different things on my phone sent. Right? What's this? This music? Oh, I have some more. Thanks. I can send that to Alan shortly. July 2025. Just, you know, when you. But I see. In the meantime, as we wait for Alan, we see that we're getting some new tariffs on the United States' tax in the Bahamas. I see the headline. I just glimpsed it. Now, mind you, I sent a report, and I was looking for the... When someone sent me the report, I was looking for the Bahamas name. And you know, us dyslexic type people and trying to read things. I'm searching, look for the word Bahamas, and I'm searching. I didn't see the Bahamas. So I was saying, okay, I wonder why they sent me this, and the Bahamas have nothing to do with this. And then see, and in this morning newspaper, it has the Bahamas listed as amongst the countries that would have this 12.5 tax. And they mentioned that due to forced labor, right? And I was trying to interpret what you mean by forced labor. Why are they accusing the Bahamas by forced labor, right? Associating or dealing with countries in forced labor. And remember when we used that Cuban issue when we had the Cuban doctors and medical staff coming to the Bahamas, and we said, him used to say, no, we need to stand firm with the Bahamas. And our prime minister at the time, not at the time, he's prime minister still, but our prime minister at the time made an announcement saying, we will see and investigate how can we best move forward. And the rest of the Caribbean down there said, no, how dare the U.S. dictate to us who we can have working here in the Bahamas. And U.S. United said, hey, these are forced labor, be telling you before. But anyway, we suspended that program. As you know, we suspended that program. The Bahamas government, via the Minister of Health, had extended a new contract where the medical staff was able to be the beneficiary instead of the Cuban government to be the main beneficiaries of the contract. And they sent that to the United States for them to consider. It'd been like a year now. Hopefully I'm not exaggerating. It's been like a year now, and we ain't getting no response from Secretary Rubio yet, right? We're still waiting to hear what is the United States' decision on whether we can have these Cuban medical staff persons come to the Bahamas and if they have an individual contract. So we wait. But we see now that 12.5% tax coming to all goods coming to the United States. It on us, right? So I mention it to say that Bahamians in general, we need to research, be more aware of what is globally happening, right? Because how these things impact. We see that even Jamaica changed their mind, and they're one of the persons who's stenching earlier. Said, no, we have a long history of the Cubans coming to the Bahamas, to Jamaica, working in the medical field. And it was a big fallout in, that the Prime Minister Andrew Holness was dealing with. And a number of the Jamaican citizens were upset with him. But when you are a manager, when you are the government, the prime minister, the government of a particular country, one must consider the fallout or the benefits of these things. Right? So that's one of the things I want to mention. I see my guest is finally here, so I'll see if I can transition into a break. I'm going to read this text. It says, CA, I always like to win things, yet for some reason, I don't care about winning the summer escape thing this time. Why not? Because I had family members who won't win this? And I said, no, because I'm here at Guardian, you can't play. So I find that odd that you don't want to win. He's the first time person who don't want to win a trip. That's an odd texter. Yeah. I wish I could win it. I can't travel. I mean, I won't win it. I have a wife who won't like travel. This would have been a big thing. But anyway, since my guest is here, what I'll do now is take this commercial break right now, and then I can transition him in so we can start our show. We'll be right back with Alan Russell, and we'll be playing some music and talking about him, about his path of producing good Bahamian music. We'll be right back.
Attention Island game players. Percy's pension plan is now accepting applications. Deposit $25 and you are officially in the running for a weekly salary of up to $1,000 a week for a full year. Applications close September 8th. Apply now at theislandgame.com.
Girl, you see how Cora eye look funny all black up yesterday?
But she say she bump into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
What you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman. Does mind her business, take care of them churn and go to church every Sunday. So what you think we should do?
I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing. But silence hides violence, and we don't want to land up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody's business. Then Jack come after me, and I land up next to Cora.
No, man, we could call her text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me again how this work.
We can call them in Miami at 328-TIPS or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll-free at 300-TIPS or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and we could text them, and the message just get on mix up before it leave your phone so nobody can know what you're saying.
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
No budget for a vacation this summer? No worries. We got you. Guardian Radio 96.9 will fly you and a guest to South Florida for a vacation of a lifetime. Our sweet summer escape gets you round-trip tickets on Bahamas Air. $1,000 spending cash, thanks to Percy's Island Games. Brand new luggage from Brass and Leather. 4 days and three nights at the beautiful Holiday Inn Express Plantation. Free car rental from Hertz, too. All you need is your passport. We got you covered. Enter now for the Guardian Radio 96.9 Sweet Summer Escape. Fill out the form in today's Nassau Guardian and follow us on all social media platforms. Remember, you must be 18 or older to enter. Entry deadline, August 12th, drawing August 14th. Taxes not included and certain restrictions apply.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it. Give us a call.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
The Blue Heart is the global symbol for human trafficking. It represents solidarity with the victims and a commitment to ending the exploitation of human lives. See the Blue Heart, know the cause, take a stand.
Headed to South Florida soon? Holiday Inn Express in Plantation welcomes you to the heartbeat of Florida fun. Whether it's business or pleasure, the Holiday Inn Express is close to sensational shopping, captivating dining, and nightlife. Elevate your Florida experience. Sleep well and rest easy at Holiday Inn Express. complimentary breakfast buffet featuring seasonal favorites. Keep up your fitness routine in our 24-hour on-site fitness center with cardio equipment and free weights, or take a refreshing swim in our outdoor pool. Your special Bahamas tourist rate awaits. Holiday Inn Express, 1701 North University Drive, in Plantation. Book your getaway now. Call directly at 954-472-5600 or the sales department for reservations and additional information.
We play T-Title and B-I-N-G-O. T-Title and B-I-N-G-O. We play T-Title and everybody know how this game go. Hop, scop, don't let your mind drop. Skipping rope, you better jump up. Spinning top, around it go. Ring, play, I hear them say. We play T-Title and B-I-N-G-O. T-Title and B-I-N-G-O. We play T-Title and B-I-N-G-O. Everybody know how this game go. Jacking ball and shooting marble. Dog post, hitting batting ball.
I'd like to welcome Alan Russell to Guardian Radio AM, and thank you very much for coming by. I heard that you have a new album out. I said, hey, let me bring you on to hear it. I know. I can turn up his mic. I actually can't hear him inside my earpiece there. But first of all, let me allow you to introduce yourself to my listening audience there.
Okay.
Who are you?
My name is Alan Russell, Bohemian artist. You know me from all the usual songs I did. Stop Liking Man, Speech on Canoe, Baby, My Bohemian Girls. Everyone know me from that. Yeah. So I'm not new in the game. I've been in the game from the 70s and still going strong by the help of God. Yeah.
Okay. And you've been, your music has transitioned over the years, because I know you started with that hip hop type music when you were younger. Mm. Now you strictly Bohemian music, right?
Yes.
Why are you strictly Bohemian music now?
Because my culture, you can duck and hide, but you can't run from your culture. You got to respect that. And I respect my culture. Back then, I was young. Didn't know, exactly the qualification, the value, and didn't really, understand my music. So as I grown and work with Bohemian artists, I feel it more, and I say, they always tell me, hey, you're Bohemian, you can't run and duck and dodge. You can play them, but you can't beat them. So be yourself, and I find myself, and that's my Bohemian music. I love it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So usually you bring on, you produce like 3 to 4 songs, mm-hmm. and then you produce that and put that out, and then
right.
you go on that tour type thing on the local radio. Your last hit that started playing on the radio, that Stop Liking Man.
Uh-huh.
Right? And there's another one about gambling.
Gambling was a big
gambling.
One. Yeah,
gambling is all over the radio.
Yeah,
And people are talking about it and singing it, right?
Exactly.
As like an anthem type song.
It's catchy, and I love it because, you get a lot of people who don't gamble it, and that's why I really target that, Nothing bad, but, everyone want to try make it in life and try win at something. So, yeah, gambling really hit the spot, and make people feel, and it's, like you said, again, it's catchy, it's easy to remember.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so a lot of people love it. Everybody go get respond.
A part of your marketing strategy is that you involve the tourists.
Exactly.
Into your medium.
Uh-huh, I do, yeah.
I want to know why you chose that platform, that you sing your song live to the tourists and they have them sing the chorus or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Why do you do that?
Ah, that's a good question. Well, I work in a hotel, so... And I'm around to a stay and day. But matter of fact, my music play in the lobby. So they come looking for me, really. They hear these songs.
Oh, your music is played in the lobby now?
Yeah, my music play in an Ocean and Club lobby.
Kudos to the Ocean Club for including your music as being an employee there. And they have decided to make sure that your music is played, that the guests come by and say, the song that you're listening to is one of our employees.
Right. That's what the workers tell me. They say, that's one of our employees. They say, who? Alan on the front door. They say, I got to meet him. I want him to sing it for me, And by my music playing in the lobby, it creates other Bohemian music to play also. You know, because once again, you never played Bohemian music in that hotel at all.
Okay.
So that was a big change right there. This lady who came in from foreign made that happen. Her name is Gemma. You know, she said, bring me your music. If it's good enough, I will play it. Mm-hmm. And by she doing that, she said, okay. She inquired for more Bohemian music. Like, oh, you get KB, D-Mac, Funky D, and all them guys playing in the lobby right through my music, you know? Yeah. And that was an awesome thing.
Also, congratulations to you.
Thank you. So that was a big move, you know, because they never did that in history, never. Mm-hmm. No Bohemian music, it was awful. And like I said, back to you saying how I get a guest to sing my song, the guests come and inquire for me, you know, say, that's Bohemian music. Who's singing it, Alan? Like, for instance, I had a song called, you know, they love that.
Why don't you sing it now so people can understand? Check out words.
Yeah, okay.
The refrain.
Ting-a-ling-a-ling, head a phone ring. Ting-a-ling-a-ling, it's the telephone ring. Again. Ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling, it's the telephone ring. Whenever I see her, she is make me hip. When I touch her, boy, I lose my grip. The way she walk, whine and skip. Man, this gal got long curves and hip. Yeah, you know?
I love it. One thing I tend to get as a jealous man, and I said, I'd wonder if I can let my good wife dance with Alan in the middle of the lobby. And I said, how Alan is able to dance with all these foreign white people and the husband's recording it.
Yeah.
Right? I said, how is that to have them so much engaged?
That's the chemistry, you know. I don't know myself, but that's happened because you find people kind of jealous and stuff, but it's not like that. They love it, right? The gentlemen love it, first of all, you know. And they say, come, go ahead, you know, and let's happen, natural. It's from the spirit, you know, and it makes them feel something because they take it back with them.
They take it back. This is part
around
of their
the world.
Experience.
Exactly. They'll never forget it. They always come back looking for me. Over the period of years, back and forth. Where's Alan? The singer, is he here? You know, and that's a thrill for me.
And you serenade and do all those?
I straight tune all day, all 24 day. Hours. Every time I get, I take advantage of it.
So this new song you have, let me see what you call it now. We just played Tee Tai Toe.
Right.
What's that all about?
Tee Tai Toe, okay. Old school with no Tee Tai, that game, Tee Tai Toe. It's Tee Tai Toe and B-I-N-G-O.
Mm-hmm.
Bingo, of course, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's an old game. You remember all the old games like Hopscop, right? Spinning Top, Dollhouse, you know, Landing Bridge, Yo-Yo, you know, stuff like that, Domino, Checkers. So I bring that back. Now, there's new generation who know all about this, but the old generation know about these games. So I'm trying to introduce it back to the new generation, so they can have an idea where we came from. That's what it's all about. Mm. Yeah.
And so you're able to put the that old feel into words and
exactly.
then lyrics.
Exactly.
And now you're bringing it to the wider audience,
right.
for Bohemians and tourists
yes,
to appreciate.
Yes, and I really get them singing it. If you go on YouTube right now or TikTok or Instagram, you'll see them. I have the two of them jamming and singing it better than me right now.
Yeah.
So you
but
know,
I know we had Kermit already playing it, but you sing an acapella
of that song.
Yeah, that theme song.
Okay, ting. Okay, it's I play in Tee Tai Toe and Do Re Mi Mi Do. Tee Tai Toe and B-I-N-G-O. I'm playing Tee Tai Toe and B-I-N-G-O. Everybody know how this game go. Spinning top, you better hold it up. Spinning round, you let it drop. We playing Tee Tai Toe and B-I-N-G-O. Tee Tai Toe and B-I-N-G-O. Everybody know how this game go.
You have a good voice.
Yeah, thank you.
I mean, soon. I mean, I can listen to it.
Yeah, thank you.
Know,
thank
usually,
you.
The actual song and then when you in person,
yeah.
sounds different.
It's different. It's more...
Right? But... You melodious.
Yeah, more flavor there, more flavor there.
Yeah,
as we go on,
I can appreciate that.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate
so you that. Have two songs besides the instrumental.
Exactly.
Right? The second one is, let me see what this is. She Can't Be Satisfied.
Oh, She Can't Be Satisfied. I love that one.
So between the two of them, which was the bigger hit?
To me, all two is good. You know, all two is good. I think the Tee Tai Toe going to work more better.
Yeah.
You know, because it's more catchier. And then... But then the guests told me, say, they love the She Can't Satisfy. Because it's based, like, when you're giving someone something all their life and they have a problem, they just can't satisfy, you know? And it's catchy. It's like, and matter of fact, it don't only go out to women, it goes to both ways, both parties. Because some man can't satisfy.
Yeah, some man, big guy.
Right, you could have a nice woman and you still could be looking different ways and doing different things.
I'm saying? Yeah.
So it go both ways. I can't knock one party.
Okay.
You know?
So we can take this call. And then we'll have Kermit prep that song so we can talk about that
exactly.
song.
Exactly. Appreciate that.
Go ahead, caller. Guiding Radio AM, you live.
Hey, gracious. You just here. And you guess how you doing?
Doing well.
Ask your guest to me, right? Who you think, who he think should be the GOAT of Bahamian music, KB, Ronnie, or Elon?
Go ahead.
You put me on a serious spot now. All of them are great entertainers.
And also right now, uh-huh. The old Ronnie or the new Ronnie? Because you know, they're two different Ronnie.
Yeah, it's two different Ronnie. I'll go with the old Ronnie, you know. He's really awesome. I grew up listening to him. He's awesome. Like, if I don't give it to him, it'll be wrong, you know. I mean, the new artists come behind. When I see after them, I'll go to KB and D-Mark. But it'll be KB, then D-Mark, really, to me.
And also, right, one more thing, right, before you go.
Yes.
What you think that the government could do, right, to more better off the musicians, right? Mm-hmm. Because you realize, right, I mean, you're a musician, so you should know this by now.
Yes, sir.
Most musicians actually go dead, broke. Mm-hmm. So how could we better off make more money?
Because
a lot of artists, they ain't making no money, you know.
I know, that's a good question. Yeah, it's a good question. I feel you need to create more. You remember all the old shows we used to have, like Peanut Taylor and all that stuff, and John B and all that stuff like that?
Right.
Them old shows, what does it make things happen? And I think a lot of them, they don't do anymore. And I think that's the problem right there. We need to create more stuff for Bahamians, you know? Because I feel a foreigner come in the country and they make more benefit in the Bahamian artists. It's awful, you know? So.
Yeah. We have another telephone person who wants to engage you. So let me do that first before we get to the next song, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM. Of course, we have Alan Russell, singer, Bahamian singer, folklore singer.
Yeah.
Right? Is with us here. Go ahead.
Mr. Allen, who's a better storyteller between Folk Dub and Eddie Minnis?
Whoa.
Allen.
Go ahead.
He said, listen, you want your opinion on it?
Yo, okay, that's my opinion on that. Boy, that's a good one, too. It's a hard one, too. But it ain't hard because I love Eddie Minnis. I grew up on Eddie Minnis. Phil is awesome also, but Eddie is the master of that. You know, no doubt about it. You know, I think even Phil will agree with that. You know, yeah, that's my opinion. It'll be Eddie.
Okay, so let me cue up this song there, Kermit. Let's cue up this song. She Can't Satisfy, so let's have a listening audience appreciate that, and we'll do some commentary on that too.
Okay.
Go ahead there, Kermit.
When I met her, she was young. I took her in and treat her well. Now she say, I get her in a spell. Never play little puppy, they'll lick you well. I give her this, I give her that. She can't satisfy. I give her this, oh, I give her that. She called me a lie. I give a house, I give a car, I buy a land, I put the clothes on her back when she stand. My friend laugh like it's a joke, asking me if I'm tipping up. I shake my head and tell him no. He turn around and say let her go. I give her this, I give her that. She can't satisfy. I give her this, oh, I give her that. She called me a lie. I give a horse, I give a car, I buy a land, I put the clothes on her back, bitch, she stand. Oh, how I cried that day. Oh, how I cried.
I give her this and I give her that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Now, I see you, again, you're a storyteller. You put a story into the words of the song.
Exactly.
How do you come up with your theme, your topic to write?
Okay, and to me, it's easy. That's come, you know, you look at reality and life around you. That's basically what I do, you know. I thank the Lord for that gift. I look around and see what's going on right in the public, right in my area. Watch people have these big ears, these big eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I pay attention to everything. Sound is important to me.
And the instrumental in the background. How do you get that?
Also, that come along with me and I start writing it. That comes. Mm-hmm. I got a gift, you know, if I start writing a word, well, first of all, I have a hook line. I write the hook line. Once I get a hook line, everything come right in place. Mm-hmm. Like I say, okay, she can't satisfy. I write that first, right? And the same time, the melody and the hook line and the music come right behind it. So I could go in the studio and tell my producer exactly what I want.
And this place you sound out and they find the correct one.
Exactly.
Background.
Because I give them the melody. Once you give them the melody, they can move from there, you know? So all that is put together. Yeah.
So what is your prime? I mean, musicians, their goal is to write, right?
Uh-huh.
But you write specifically Bohemian music and in a particular type of style. So yeah. My question to you would be is, what is your objective when you write? What is your aim is when you put pen to paper and music to uh-huh. to your lyrics to your words?
Right.
What are you trying to convey?
First of all, yeah, I'm trying to bring something to life positive. First of all, it's got to be positive, not negative. I don't like negative stuff. And it's something that could touch you and something you could relate to my public or listeners, whoever, right? That's what my main goal is. You know, it got to be something you could relate to, what's happening in your life day by day. And, you know, nice and sweet and right. It got to be right. That's what I'm not going to pull with it. Yeah.
How is your songs being received now? I mean, this is a new album. How is it being received?
But him in public has been great to me. Just walking in, Guardian, that's why I look at the ladies stop and say, I saw you this morning.
Yeah.
On TikTok, on Instagram. I say,
you are very popular on Instagram.
And you know, I try to play it up. I say, me? You show us me. I have a brother. No, you know, brother, it's you. So, you know, I don't like to take that too much fame and stuff. You know, because when I go to food stop, you'll stop me. You know, hey, you. And you're the guy who sing? Hospital, I just can't hide. So I can't hide from nothing. So I have to do good in everybody as I walk this life. Because if I broke the law, I'm easy to find. So I got to live that standard, you know. So, but the Bohemian public has been supporting me 100%. 100%. You know, Bohemian, we are funny people. If they don't like it, they can tell you. So 100% of where I go, they like me. They sing the song and they, hey, gambling, 642. You know, things like that. They shout out.
In terms of your marketing strategy.
Right.
You're a big TikToker.
You
have thousands of followers on TikTok, and when you play your music, how has that helped you in terms of promoting yourself?
Oh, man, awesome. That's an awesome job for me. It's like, you know, the internet is a different level. It moves faster than the media. Your stuff moves all over the world in a second, right? And that's been doing an amazing job for me, honestly, really, you know. Yeah.
So would you recommend that artists take advantage of TikTok
Promotion? Yes, or any other Instagram or whatever, you know, like that. Yeah. Spotify, stuff like that. Yeah, your stuff move faster. Because guests come back, like I say to the hotel, and first time I meet them, they say, I know you. I saw you on TikTok. You know, I say, me? Yeah, you. You sound good. I like your song. Sing it for me. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. And I'm in the Bahamas and the world know me.
I can imagine you are in the Bahamas at your hotel.
At my hotel.
Working. And then a random tourist guests come by and say, I'm familiar with you.
Yes, that happened over and over again.
Right? And I'm sure it's the branding with the hotel also.
Yes, the first time in the Bahamas, they walk in and check and say, I see you on TikTok. Your music, I love it. Can I have a CD? You know that right away. I say, yeah, sure, I have a CD. Matter of fact, sing the song with my wife.
Yeah.
And they record it.
Turn ambassador.
Yeah,
now.
That's so that media did an excellent, TikTok and all those other sites did amazing for me. And also thank the Bohemian Station, also like you guys, you know, Tony.
We try to promote Bohemian music. And that,
right, so I appreciate that, you know.
Always asking for Bohemian songs to play.
Awesome.
Good. So you tell us how you come up with your songs, everyday life and you are observing.
Yeah.
You tell us how you get the instrumentals for the song.
Right. Let me fix it now. First of all, let me fix it because, you know, give most praises to the higher God because, you know, without him, none is impossible. So I can't miss him. So the blessing comes from him. It's nothing to do with Ireland. I just love falling in love with music. And you know a story? When I was an altar boy, so let me let you know this, right? I took a book of the church, a music book. And you know, that's tokens I can get it back. Never get a book back.
No.
I believe God cursed me.
And now you have to sing.
No,
now you have to sing.
And guess what? I know. And I only can play gospel song on my keyboard. So it's a serious thing. And I feel like he cursed me, you know, like, oh, you want to take music? I can give you music. You know? And I thank him for it, though. Yeah.
Good. So, what's next for you? I know you produce music all the time.
Yeah.
But How much time do you write? Do you write every day, or what is it?
I used to write every day, but not now. I only write when it's necessary. You see, it comes to me when I want it. It's like every artist, I guess, have a different. But me, I only write when I need it. You know, I hear a topic. If I hear instant, like someone say, this don't make sense. It doesn't at all. It is what it is. Things like that is catchy.
Yeah.
So I jump out those things, you know, right away. But I listen to people, like I say again, and people give me ideas. I feed up them.
Okay. Have you ever had the opportunity to go on tour? I know Bohemian Music is good for Regatta and Rake and Scrape. Have you ever do that?
Oh, not yet. No.
Just been on
the
opportunity.
No. I didn't push it really. I never push it like that. You know, I could push it, but I never push it. I guess one day it'll happen eventually. But anytime, like I say, I have to perform here and there, I take advantage of it. I love performing. I like to be in front of people, but I like to do things to make you happy, get your money with whatever. Yeah.
And your family from Cat Island?
Yeah, my dad is from Cat Island. Yeah. Everyone know Captain Alan Russell passed away. Yeah, that's my father.
And how is that community in terms of embracing your music? Because, you know, Cat Island is known for
Yeah, music. Yeah, they feed me back a lot, 100%, you know. It's one of us and all that stuff, yeah. So I appreciate that. All my brothers and things, yeah, support me.
Mm. This text says, LOL, the interesting song, I Give Her This and I Give Her That, is a sad but too familiar song on some bad apple, ungrateful women out there. Mm-hmm. My woman ain't that bad.
No, who said
that? Tell Alan or whomever heart that ungrateful woman is breaking, LOL. Don't stress. Just let that ungrateful woman go. Since she can't satisfy, turn her loose and let her go.
Yeah, you mean what?
Turn her loose and let her go.
Right.
So, let's talk about that particular song.
Okay.
I won't get involved in your love life and find out that some woman broke your heart and that's why you had to write that song and say, I give her this, I give her that, and she's unsatisfied. But how you come up with that particular song?
That's easy, man. That's so easy. Like I say, all you have to listen and observe and these things happen, they come naturally to me. Because, okay, you have a lot of people who actually, when I say, women and men who can't satisfy. And you have some good men, you have some good women who do their best, but then you always find a person who want more and just can't satisfy. And even I experience it. So it starts with me first. Mm. You know, you had friends and you give them everything you could and you say, boy, this girl really can't satisfy. Mm-hmm. She would just, what else you want me to do?
Always begging. Like ambulance.
I want more, I want this.
I want.
What else you want? You want me to go fly to the moon and come back?
But let's introduce, this is why I'll be more singing. Introduce the listening audience to some of your other songs that for popular ones that they would be familiar with. Of course, you can sing some a cappella for that too.
Yeah, okay. Well, first of all, I'll let them hear my Bohemian Girl. Mm-hmm. She act like she can kill a fly, you see. She act like she's one of those dignity with a head up high and a bottom out. A hairstyle fixed like I never see. And when she dress up, man, you can compete. There's no woman like this in history. My Bohemian girls, my Bohemian girls, they made me go ooh all over again. And then you should remember this one also. Wake up Michael, wake up James Brown, tell Bob Marley and send Elvis this sound with John Canoe, sweet John Canoe. On Boxing Day and New Year's night, we're going downtown just to see the sight. Roots makers and family coming out first, but Wally and Saxon take the crowd right away. The Fox of Congos and the Prodigal Sons, they letting go, they rushing right to the end with John Canoe, sweet John Canoe. And another one again, everyone should know. I was walking the street just the other day. Guess what I heard on my way? This young girl shout out to her boyfriend and say, guess what she's saying? You better stop liking mine. Don't talk me to death, cause I on your run. Listen up. Yes. You better stop liking mine. Don't talk me to death, cause I on your run. Giddy up. Yeah. Like that. They should know stuff like that.
I love that song.
Mm-hmm. Stop liking mama's jokey one. It's a little, you know, yeah.
I like that. I would say your music is like elevator music.
Yeah.
Or hotel lobby music.
It does.
Where it's not, see, Now, mind you, I like Bohemian songs.
Exactly.
But sometimes with all those instruments, and it's heavy. And
it could be, yeah. Yeah, and it could be overfull, yeah.
Yeah, and I can't listen to it.
Right, right.
There's too much rocking up and
down. Yeah, like I have a song also, Love and Glenn. Wiggling, 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 wiggling. She got me jiggling, 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 jiggling. She got me wiggling, 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 wiggling. She got me jiggling, 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 jiggling. It's just something simple, and yeah. It's catchy. So the guests love that. You know, they come demanding for that.
That's the whole song?
Huh?
That's the whole song?
Yeah, no, that's not the whole song. That's the chorus of it.
Don't sing it again.
That's the chorus.
I won't try to understand that song. Go ahead.
Okay. I try to meet her every way. She turn around and clap her and say, I tell this gal I love her anyway. She got me wiggling, 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 wiggling. Okay. Yeah, jiggling, 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 jiggling. Yeah, she get me wiggling, 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 wiggling. And she got me jiggling, 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 jiggling. Yeah.
I like it.
Uh-huh. It's catchy. It's catchy.
And this is played into the lobby.
In the lobby.
And well, like I said, it's not overwhelming. You can sit
no, it's just straightforward. They love straightforward things like that, you know, jiggling, 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 stuff like that. Simple. And they just, hey, I love that. And then I have other songs, sorry.
What?
I have a song called She Want.
We can sing that one right after this commercial.
Okay, okay.
But remember that, She Want.
She Want.
She Want.
Of course.
I like that. We have Alan Russell. He just debuted his new album, small album. It's called She Can't Satisfy by Alan Russell, right? The phone number here is 242-525-1880, just in case you want to get in contact with him to get a copy of that, right? I like the CD. I like
thank
the
you.
CD.
Thank
nice.
You.
Nice. We'll be right back. Guiding Radio AM. We'll be right back.
It's back! The Jeff Rogers Summer Basketball Camp. July 27th to 31st at the Kendall Isaacs Gym, 2 to 5 p.m. daily. And August 3rd to 8th, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. For boys and girls from 5 to 18. Come enjoy the thrills of the big game alongside NBA legends and current superstars Michael Sweetbell Thompson, Michael Jr., Klay Thompson, Buddy Hield, Muggsy Bogues, and many others. Registration forms available now at the Seventh-day Adventist offices on Tony Williams Darling Highway. The Jeff Rogers Summer Basketball Camp.
Yeah. We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy Pentagon Island Game, keep you winning. Percy Pentagon, dream big, we will help you live it. Percy Pentagon Island Game, we got you. Percy Pentagon, from the friends you can trust, if winning is a must, go play the game you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
No budget for a vacation this summer? No worries. We got you. Guardian Radio 96.9 will fly you and a guest to South Florida for a vacation of a lifetime. Our sweet summer escape gets you round-trip tickets on Bahamas Air. $1,000 spending cash, thanks to Percy's Island Games. Brand new luggage from Brass and Leather. 4 days and three nights at the beautiful Holiday Inn Express Plantation. Free car rental from Hertz, too. All you need is your passport. We got you covered. Enter now for the Guardian Radio 96.9 Sweet Summer Escape. Fill out the form in today's Nassau Guardian and follow us on all social media platforms. Remember, you must be 18 or older to enter. Entry deadline August 12th, drawing August 14th. Taxes not included and certain restrictions apply. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Tito, 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 T
And that's the instrumental version of that song there?
Yes, it is.
Good.
T-Lito.
And both songs has an instrumental version.
Yeah, because instrumental is really important, you know, in the lobby they play it also. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when you get tired of vocals, they switch over. And guests like it, like I say again, it's a melody they carry with them and they go off and they come back with it.
Yeah, the instrumental is soothing.
Yes. It's fit the atmosphere.
Yeah.
You see? Yeah.
Yeah.
Not too much.
High-end luxury
resort. Exactly,
you know,
right. Yeah.
Instead of that brum-brum-brum-brum.
You just want to relax, sit down, you know, and you get off with it, yeah.
Good. I want you to sing a few more songs. What will she want?
She want. Look at you putting me on the spot. Okay, before I do She Want, I just want to also thank all the musicians who worked with me over the past years, like Pat Carey from Bahamian, you know, thank him. Jeffrey Sorup, you got Sherwood, my engineer, he's good also. And all the young ladies who did backup for me, thank them. You also, Kevin. And who else? Mr. Francis, yeah. Thank those guys, you know. And again, the Most High, yeah, for making this possible for me. I can't take all the credit, you know, because those guys, and they're all musicians, so they're expert. Mm-hmm. You know, they sit me down and say, hey, let's do it like this. And like I say, it's good to listen, you know. I listen to them and stuff and get leadership and how to go about doing it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Let's listen to this one.
I could do anything, but now I'm old.
Oh, man. How you going? Back in school, old school, when I was young.
I could do anything, but now I'm old, so old
and cold, yeah.
Young, I could do anything, but now I'm old. I can't do nothing at all when I was young. I could do anything, but now I'm old, so old and cold. I remember jumping off the roof, up and down, again and again. Now I'm creeping, yeah. At the end, watching every little step I make, cause I don't want my old bones to.
Yeah, I like that. And again, you have simple words.
Simple words.
And they end up being hits.
Uh-huh.
And people are listening to this thing right now.
Right.
What is your YouTube channel?
My YouTube channel is Alan Russell. Alan Russell at 1963@gmail.com.
Okay. That's and where can people find you, your music?
HitSpot, have all my music. Go to HitSpot anytime. Again, also, you can hit me up on alanrussell1963@gmail.com mm-hmm. if you want to. You know, you can call me up and I could supply it for you. All HitSpot, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right there, them 2 points.
Okay. And when are you doing your next video recording of tourists dancing to your music?
Boy, that happens like maybe tonight, maybe today. I don't know.
Why did it pass by?
Yeah, it does happen, you know. It doesn't I don't plan it. Mm-hmm. They walk up on me. You know, and it, bam, it goes off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I sing a Bahamian song, and they just get into it. They say, how'd it go? And I sing the chorus to them once, and then they catch it.
Mm-hmm.
Or they hear the song in the lobby, and then come to me. I say, you're the songer. And we go from there. So it's now planned.
And you able to teach them how to dance, rick and scrape.
Exactly. Yeah. All of that, passed all at the same time to them. Yeah.
One time.
Mm-hmm.
A Bahamian
That's
experience.
Awesome. Yeah, man.
Wonderful Bahamian experience.
Exactly.
Man, Alan, I appreciate you passing by. I wanted to make sure you had the opportunity that people understand you're an ambassador.
I thank you.
You're doing big things.
I thank you.
Right?
I thank you. Trying by the grace of God. Thank you.
Yeah.
God
has blessed you with the talent.
Yeah.
Like, so you have a soothing voice. I didn't realize how soothing it is. You can sit there and say, go ahead.
Yeah. That's me, you know. And natural, you know. And it starts from church, you know, like church. And I always want to entertain people. I always want to be in front. But like I said, I don't go in front of people if I can't make them happy.
Mm-hmm.
You see, I won't step in front of that stage. It's important to me mm-hmm. to go in front of that mic to make them happy and, really give them the Bahamian experience.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. And I appreciate you. And again, that was Alan Russell. Thank you very much for passing by.
You're welcome,
but
man.
But before everyone go, I want to remind everyone that I wanted to say, for all Island Game players, Percy's Pension Plan is now accepting applications. You got to be an Island Game player.
Okay.
So, or they're accepting applications, so all you got to do is deposit $25 on your account, and you are officially in the running for a weekly salary for up to $1,000 per week for a full year.
Wow.
Right? And the application closes on September 8th. That's September 8th, so it won't come up in Russian. Right? Mm-hmm. So apply now at theislandgame.com.
Mm-hmm.
This has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Thank you very much, Alan Russell.
Thank you. Thank
giddy
you.
Up, giddy
I appreciate
giddy
that. Giddy thank giddy you, up. Cecil. Thank you.
I love very this much. Song, by the way. Let him play
stuff.
Let him play
stuff looking man. You love that.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Awesome.
You better stop liking man. Don't talk me to death, cause I'm on your run.
Giddy up, 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 giddy up.
I was walking the street just the other day. Guess what I heard on my way? I laugh and I laugh all that
day. This young girl shout out to her boyfriend and say, you better stop liking man, don't talk me to death, cause I on your run.
Listen up, listen up, listen up, listen up, listen up, listen up, listen up.
You better stop liking man, don't talk me to death, cause I on your run.
Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, giddy up.
Everything the monkey he won't do, when I turn around he won't turn around too. If I mess up, he gonna mess up too.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.